What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Briefly explain to me what was going on today, where it was, and what type of message you were trying to push.
Today we held a rally at Cabana Sands in Sunset Bay, and the objective was to basically celebrate our success thus far in getting 31 resolutions passed in various municipalities in both Erie County and Chautauqua County.
Now, going into the wind turbines themselves, I was told that you would know a little bit more information about the impact with the environment or some of the studies that have been done. Do you feel comfortable touching up on that, or do you need a little bit of time?
Sure. Our biggest concern when confronted with the proposal of putting wind turbines in Lake Erie was the environmental impact. 11 million people get their drinking water from Lake Erie, and so water quality has been a really important thing to Western New Yorkers and also the state and federal agencies that control Lake Erie's water quality. So with the impact of a number of wind turbines in Lake Erie, the biggest problem as we see it is that the water quality would be affected through a problem with concentration of heavy metals, PCBs, and dioxins in the bottom of Lake Erie. Since zebra mussels were introduced in the early 90s, they were very, very successful at filtering out an amazing amount of these toxins out of the water column. However, in that process, they concentrated those heavy metals at the bottom in the benthic, it's called the benthic zone. By doing that, it's great from the standpoint of water clarity has improved and the water toxicity itself has improved. The problem is if they were to install either floating or based wind turbines, they would have to disturb the sediments, cutting into this concentrated toxins and expose them and resuspend them in the water column, this time in a very, very concentrated way. We have very strong prevailing west to east currents in Lake Erie that would then push those toxins directly to our water intakes. And in the Buffalo area, that would be at the Niagara River. Then those toxins would flow from the Niagara River into Lake Ontario, thereby contaminating Lake Ontario again. So that's our primary concern. Those issues were not addressed only briefly by NYSERDA in their second feasibility study released in 2022. So in that process, our red flags went up and said, wait a minute, nobody's even talking about this. So that's where we're focused in terms of, you know, the technical aspect of it. There's a number of other issues and problems, but the drinking water is the thing that's ubiquitous to all of Western New York.
All right, and this might seem like a silly question to ask, but it is, I do believe, an important one to ask too, but what would you like to see done differently? Is there maybe a different proposal that you think should be brought up, maybe a different type of renewable energy, something that wouldn't be impacting the water supply?
We have a number of the 5,000 to 6,000 members that we have. We have a number of very, very qualified electrical engineering type of personnel. And so we ask that question because we frequently get that question ourselves. Well, if you're not going to be supportive of wind turbines, then what do you suggest? So after going through a number of things, including hydropower, which could be expanded at the Robert Moses plant in Niagara Falls, the one that we settled on is, that seems to be the most likely and viable is small modular nuclear. With the advent of a lot of research since we all grew up and were concerned about modular nuclear or regular nuclear problems, we have changed quite a bit. So what we're trying to do now is see if we can do more research and come up with a viable alternative with this modular nuclear. We've addressed it in several of our technical meetings. We've proposed that it's something that should be looked at, and we believe it is a viable alternative.
All right, and then just the last question, it's entirely open to you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add on this that you think might be important?
Well, just that our progress is what we thought initially would be adding one member, one associate at a time in our battle against wind turbines. Instead, to our utter surprise, as we went from municipality to municipality, the rate at which we're progressing and getting a consensus is more of an exponential rate. And so with this many communities, I used to be a trustee, and so I understand sort of the difficulty in even getting one resolution passed. To have gotten this many resolution passed in so many communities of varying political backgrounds in such a short period of time, four to 5 months, I think speaks volumes about the viability of our concern and the willingness of Western New York residents to stand up against this issue. Right now, we're over 300,000 people are represented by the municipalities that have passed this resolution. So at that rate, if we continue and extrapolate forward, we should be In the very near future, we should be able to say that 70 to 80% of Western New York is simply against wind turbines in Lake Erie.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.